Now, Spanish is different from English, obviously, in a number of ways. One of the key ways in which it's different is there's more than one word for you in Spanish. The word we've been using so far, the word for you I gave you early on, which was
usted.
Usted.
Is the polite, formal way to talk to someone. And this is what you're normally going to use when you first arrive in Spain or a Latin American country. In order to be polite, you don't want to be overly familiar. However, when you get to know people, and when talking perhaps to small children, or if you have family in a Spanish-speaking country, you will use a less formal word for you. So, let's for a second go back to the you we've been using so far. How were we saying you can?
Puede.
Puede.
Now, if you want to say you can, but you want it to be informal, familiar, the sort you'd use with family or friends or small children, you simply add an S on the end. So, adding that S onto the end of you can, how do you think you'd say you can when you're being informal or familiar?
Puedes.
Puedes.
How would you say you can prepare it?
Puedes prepararlo.
Puedes prepararlo.
You can see it.
Puedes verlo.
Puedes verlo.
Let's turn that into a question. Can you see it?
Puedes verlo.
Puedes verlo.
So again, one more time, how would you say you can see it as a statement?
Puedes verlo.
Puedes verlo.
How about you can't see it?
No puedes verlo.
No puedes verlo.
So as you can see, to make a sentence negative, just keep using that no. Let's make that into a question and say, can't you see it?
No puedes verlo.
No puedes verlo.
Again, what was I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can?
Puede.
Puede.
She can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, formal, polite, can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, informal or familiar, can.
Puedes.
Puedes.
So as you can see, Spanish has at least two words for you. Well, in fact, there's another one. The first two examples we've looked at are for when you're talking to single individuals. The first word for you we looked at was the formal word. Again, what was you can formal?
Puede.
Puede.
And what was you can informal?
Puedes.
Puedes.
So, that's for when you're talking to someone formally or informally, but you're just talking to one person. In Spanish, however, if you're talking to more than one person, you'll need to use a different word or different words for you. Again, this isn't particularly difficult, but it sort of corresponds to the idea of in English saying you two or all of you or you lot. You know, are you lot coming later? Are all of you coming? So it's like that. So it's when you're talking to more than one person. So the you can when you're talking to more than one person is
pueden.
Pueden.
How would you say you can See it.
Pueden verlo.
Pueden verlo.
And turn it into a question. You can see it?
Pueden verlo.
Pueden verlo.
And then make it into a negative question. Can't you see it?
No pueden verlo.
No pueden verlo.
Again, what was to speak in Spanish? To speak.
Hablar.
Hablar.
How would you say you, all of you, you two, so more than one person, you can speak Spanish?
Pueden hablar español.
Pueden hablar español.
Let's turn that into a question. How would you say, can all of you, can you all speak Spanish?
Pueden hablar español.
Pueden hablar español.
So again, what is I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can.
Puede.
Puede.
She can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, formal, can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, familiar, someone you know well, can.
Puedes.
Puedes.
You, you lot, all of you, you two, more than one you, can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
In Spanish, to say they can, it's actually the same as to say this you can when it's more than one person. So, when there's more than one person for you can, it actually also can mean they can. So, how would you say they can speak Spanish?
Pueden hablar español.
Pueden hablar español.
They cannot speak Spanish.
No pueden hablar español.
No pueden hablar español.
Okay. How would you say they can see?
Pueden ver.
Pueden ver.
They can see it.
Pueden verlo.
Pueden verlo.
They cannot see it.
No pueden verlo.
No pueden verlo.
To come. In Spanish, to come is
venir.
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 How would you say they cannot come?
No pueden venir.
No pueden venir.
I can come.
Puedo venir.
Puedo venir.
He can come.
Puede venir.
Puede venir.
She can come.
Puede venir.
Puede venir.
You, formal, can come.
Puede venir.
Puede venir.
You, informal, familiar, can come.
Puedes venir.
Puedes venir.
You, more than one of you, can come.
Pueden venir.
Pueden venir.
Finally, they can come.
Pueden venir.
Pueden venir.
The word for here in Spanish, here, is
aquí.
Aquí.
How would you say they can come here?
Pueden venir aquí.
Pueden venir aquí.
To go in Spanish, to go, is
ir.
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 It sounds a little bit like the English word ear that you have in your head, except the R is rolled and it's a bit shorter. So again, to go is
ir.
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 How would you say they can go?
Pueden ir.
Pueden ir.
They can come.
Pueden venir.
Pueden venir.
How would you say they can come, they can go?
Pueden venir, pueden ir.
Pueden venir, pueden ir.